Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Revivalism is a concept born in the mind of men, wherein they believe that they have the power to cause God to pour out His Spirit according to their desires and the level of earnestness in seeking after it. Like all concepts of conditionalism, it misses the mark and gets the cart ahead of the horse. Yet it is true that the Lord does often work in the hearts and minds of His people to longingly express their desires, David did. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. It is indeed a common desire among the saints, who have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to see Him reveal His glory unto them and visit them with His salvation. The Lord never forsakes His own, though He does from time to time cause them to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and the waste howling wilderness, that they might be stirred to seek Him. The resting place of the sons of God is discovered in Asaph's psalm as he declares his confidence in the King. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. He nor we expect any deliverance, nor might I add desire any, which is not brought about by Him who is our Lord and King. He does indeed work salvation in the earth, as He is pleased to dwell with His people in the earth. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Are you longing for his presence, or are you satisfied with this present evil world?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.